Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Him who has come to be our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Luke chapter 1, Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Thus far, our text. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord, I ran across, a cute story the other day about a chubby little groundhog, of all things, who was sort of unhappy with life because things weren't the way he wanted them to be. Sound familiar? And so because of that, he said a prayer to God. "Dear God," he said, and it was a Christmas prayer. "Dear God, for Christmas this year, please give to me a big fat bank account and a skinny, luscious body." Who wouldn't want that? "And please, dear God, if it's no trouble, don't get those two things mixed up like you did last year." Can you relate, dear friends in Christ? Does it seem as if God sometimes gets things mixed up in your life? Does it seem like things are not quite the way you would expect them to be from the Lord because he's all mixed up? After all, you wanted perhaps a nice shiny Ferrari in the driveway, but all you got was a rusty Studebaker. Those of you who can remember who those are, those were fabulous. All you wanted was maybe a six-figure salary, but you got a job with all kinds of problems. You wanted maybe a beach house vacation in St. Croix, but all you got was a trip, to Alabama. God, are you all mixed up? Indeed, does it seem like the Lord is a little mixed up in your life? After all, God, I'm your child. Aren't you baptized in your name? Where are my blessings, Lord? Where is my success, dear God? Are you a little mixed up with my prayers, with my life, Lord? Indeed, on this fourth Sunday in Advent, there was a woman that could perhaps relate with that a little. Her name was Mary. And there was a moment where maybe she thought God was getting things a little mixed up. For she had something happen that doesn't usually happen in everyday housework and everyday life. A celestial visitor came, an angel of the Lord meeting a messenger of God. And this angel brought a tremendous message to her. "You're the one who's been chosen. You're the favored one." It wasn't because she was somehow sinless and holy in herself, but God had chosen her. "Oh, favored one." And the angel told her an incredible thing. "You're going to have the Son of God. You're going to have the Savior of the world." And the implication was, you're going to do this as a virgin. Any problems? Yeah, you see, that's not the way it normally takes place. It can't happen that way. It's against the rules of biology, you see. God, are you all mixed up? Because we like things nice and orderly. And it happened again to her cousin Elizabeth. She too was going to suddenly have a baby. An important servant of God who would prepare the way of the Lord. The only problem was, you see, she was way too old to have a baby. That violated the laws of biology. Way too old. And not only was she way too old, she never was able to have one. She was barren. Lord, are you a little mixed up here? Are you a little mixed up in the way that you do things? For this is not the way it's supposed to take place. It's not the way it's supposed to happen. Are you a little mixed up? And so hearing these things from the angel, yes, there was a moment of shock, moment of fear. There's a moment of trembling. Some human responses. And yes, Mary had a human response. Lord, how can this be? How can this be? Mary said it. Zechariah said it. When he heard from the angel, his wife Elizabeth was going to bear a son when she's not supposed to bear a son in her old age, in her barrenness. Lord, how could this be? But you see, their minds were limited. Their minds were limited by the world that they lived in, by the fallenness of their own flesh, their own natures. Their minds were limited by their own experiences. But friends, God is not. God is not limited in any way. And this is what He's reminding us of today. This is what He's impressing upon us today. I, the Lord your God, am not a limited God. Indeed, God is not limited, dear friends. He's not limited in any way. He is not bound, you see, by the usual things. He's not bound by the typical. He is not bound by what is conventional in this world. He is not bound by nature. He is not bound by the laws of science. He's not bound by the laws of physics. He is not bound by the laws of biology. He is not bound by any of the things that seem to bind us. He is not bound by any of these things. For He can transcend them anytime He wants. Think of those things. He can transcend them anytime He wants. A very beautiful thing to remember in our journey as Christians. A very wonderful thing to recall. In those moments of life when we too look up and say, Lord, how could this be? How could this be? Because we are confronted by things that are just too overwhelming. Because we are confronted by things that are just too great for us, just too beyond us, too impossible. In those moments when we say, Lord, how can this be? For our God, you see, is not a limited God. All things are possible with Him. It's a first article concept. All things are possible with God. St. Paul even said it once. As he saw the wondrous advancement of the gospel, the conquering of the kingdom of Christ over the world. Indeed, all things are possible, St. Paul once said, reminding the world that God is not bound by the world, that God is not bound by the things that bind men. All things are possible with Him. He can speak, you see, and create planets. He can utter words and create a universe. He can have a mere thought and depose dictators and bring down tyrants and raise up new leaders. He can overshadow, the text says. He can overshadow and bring about unconventional pregnancies. Such power, such ability, such might. We stand in awe of God. And fortunately, dear friends, this God loves you. Yes. He doesn't want you to run in fear from Him. He loves you. He's heard your prayers. And He's already got the solutions. He's received your tears. And He already has the answers. He already has the rescue in mind. What a wonderful thought. And a part of that rescue was an amazing plan to send a Savior to the world. A Savior who would bear its sins, who would be born of a virgin. A Savior who would take God's law upon himself in my stead and free me from its curse. A Savior who would give me life and hope and the forgiveness of sins. A Savior who would open eternity, reconciling me with God, but doing it in a way that seems so mixed up, not with massive armies and displays of might, but doing it through humble mangers, being laid where animals fed and slobbered, and then being crucified on a cross. A display of weakness being God's strength and power. It's all mixed up, Lord, isn't it? No, you see, God does things in ways that seem all mixed up, even in your life. He does things in ways that are all mixed up. So don't worry, Mary. The angel said to her, we got the answer. We have the answer. God has the answer to everything that seems mixed up and unright to you. To everything that seems to violate the laws of biology. We have the answer. Mary, the Spirit of the Most High shall come upon you. And you'll bear a son. The power of God. The Spirit of the Most High. And it won't even be hard for him. It won't even be difficult. For nothing is hard for God. Nothing is difficult for him. He's got it in hand. And he's not up in heaven either, fretting and worrying about how am I going to solve this problem. And he's not shaking and falling apart like we do. He's calm and he's cool and he's collected. He's the God Almighty. And he has the answers and he has the solutions. And in every case, he knows exactly what he's going to do. To every prayer, there will be an answer. So Mary, why worry? Why worry? Why fret and why fear? And the same for you. For us. Why worry? Why fret? Why fear? For God has it all planned out. And then Mary said it. Hearing the calming words, the calming voice of that angel sent from on high, the power of God, she said it. Let it be to me as you have said. Friends of Christ, you know what those are? Those are words of faith. Faith in the face of the overwhelming. Faith in the face of the unlikely. Faith in the face of the impossible. Faith in the face of that which doesn't make sense. Faith. It's worked by the Holy Spirit. It's given by Him to us that we might walk in the strength of the Lord. It's poured into us through lovely means. The rushing of water and word. The feeding through bread and wine. The working of His word. He brings forth faith. Let it be to me as you have said. And there was calm in her heart. No more fearing, fretting. Worrying. Be calm today in your running, fretting, fearing, worrying. No need for that. God has it in His hand. A chubby little groundhog once thought God had everything all mixed up. No. The truth was, God just wanted him to walk by faith. By faith in a Lord who said, let there be. In a Lord who said, you're going to have a child. In a Lord who said, I will send one who will crush his head. Let there be faith today
in the hearts of His people. Indeed, that is who we are, dear friends. We are people of faith. Faith in the face of the overwhelming. Faith in the face of the impossible. We are people of faith. And so Mary said, "Let it be to me as you have said." And all was good, and all was calm, and all was right. And God's plan was intact, that a Savior should come. Let it be to me as you have said. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in Him who lives and reigns, the Savior of the manger. His name is Jesus. Amen.